It is dangerous to talk to psychologists. It is. People instinctively know this. If I'm at a party, somebody asks, what do you do for a living? And I say, oh, I'm the head of a motorcycle gang, and I like to run through playgrounds and smash all the equipment. They might say, oh, well, that's an interesting thing. I'd like to ask you some questions about that. And they'd hang with me for the rest of the party. But if I say, I'm a psychologist. Excuse me, you're what? I'm a psychologist. Oh. Okay, well, I'm going to go get some punch, okay? Nice meeting you, whoever you are, Mr. Psychologist. Why? Because people are a little paranoid about talking to shrinks, figuring shrinks are going to hear things that they didn't say. Shrinks are going to analyze. Shrinks are going to come up with conclusions about them that they might not want to hear, and certainly they don't want other people to think about, especially this shrink. Well, I have decided not to fight that perception anymore. I have decided to emotionally, psychologically bullfight. In other words, I'm going to go with it. I'm just going to pull the cape and go with the momentum. Sometimes when you say something to a shrink, we hear what you didn't say. That's what's dangerous. People want to say what they have to say, and then have somebody else take it at face value. They don't want somebody thinking, that means something very different than what they're telling me. Let me give you an example. There are certain observations and phrases that many people share. They say them. It's common. It's like a soundbite, psychological soundbite. When I hear it, I immediately think the opposite. Now, that'll make you paranoid, doesn't it? For example, if somebody comes into my office and says, regarding their marriage, regarding a relationship, I'm tired of giving. I'm tired of giving. I'm going to start thinking about me for a change. I instinctively sense that this is not a giving person. This is a person who thinks about him pretty much constantly. Oh, come on, Dr. Ray, that's kind of harsh, isn't it? Well, now, wait a minute. If somebody is really a giving person, they're not caught up in how much they give. They don't keep a tally that all I do is give. It's about time I receive. It's about time I get back. It's about time I started thinking about my well-being. Generally. And by the way, I have the weight of 30 years of experience on my side on this one. Generally, when somebody says that, this is a relatively self-centered individual. This is a person who is well aware of, in their mind, how much they think they sacrifice, how much they think they give, how easy they are to get along with. And ultimately, that does show itself. Over time, over talking to the person, you indeed hear that this is a pretty self-absorbed person. This is not a person who just gives and gives and gives and gives and finally has to realize I've got to learn to take. Not usually. The most giving people I've seen don't talk about it. They don't even know they're giving. They don't even think they're giving. Sacrifice comes so naturally and easily to them that it's not something they're all that aware of. So when somebody walks into my office and says, I'm going to be concerned about me for a change, I'm pretty convinced this is a person who's been concerned about them for a change pretty much most of their adult life, if not prior to. So, you paranoid when you talk to shrinks? You wonder if shrinks are actually coming to a conclusion differently than what you're saying? Well, I'm wondering why you're thinking that. I find that fascinating that that's your thought process. And I'd have to wonder about you for thinking something like that. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean I'm not analyzing you.